Well, there are only 5 days left until Election Day, and Democrat Bill de Blasio continues to poll nearly 40 points ahead of Republican Joe Loda. That's leading the de Blasio campaign to combat complacency in the final days before Tuesday's vote, while making sure to very carefully manage its message. Joining us now for Today in Politics is WNYC's Bridget Bergen to talk about what to expect as the candidate sprints to the finish. Good morning, Bridget.
Good morning.
So the candidates met in their final debate last night. You tried to check in with de Blasio supporters at a viewing party, but I understand you had some problems.
That's right. I made a last-minute visit to one of the campaign's 15 debate watch parties, hoping just to get a sense of the atmosphere. And when I arrived, a campaign staffer told me the event was closed to press. This event was at a bar in Midtown. It was listed on the campaign's website. So I just kind of hung around outside for a while, and eventually they did let me in.
Okay, so what was the atmosphere?
Well, when you walk in, there was a table where people could sign up for phone banking shifts between now and Election Day. And I did talk to some supporters, and when I did, I was joined by a campaign staffer who stood next to me, also recording that conversation. Now, that's very typical with public officials, but less so with just people who are volunteering with a campaign. And then Bill de Blasio and his wife, Shirlane, stopped by. Assemblymember Dick Gottfried introduced them. He actually compared de Blasio to the fictional president Jed Bartlett on NBC's West Wing for his progressive principles. And de Blasio stood up and he thanked his volunteers and he talked about the work they've done and what they still need to do.
We didn't do phone banks the old-fashioned way. We had people do it out of their homes, and you saw this beautiful communal reality of people gathering together in each other's homes and convincing their fellow New Yorkers why this mattered. And it grew, and it grew, and it grew. We had the most amazing volunteer army out on primary day. It's going to be many times bigger on general election day on Tuesday. Yes.
So just to recap quickly, you heard de Blasio talking about how throughout the campaign, volunteers have been gathering in each other's homes, making these phone calls, and you can expect to see a lot more of that between now and Election Day.
Now, the campaign is also hauling in huge sums of money and getting increasingly secretive.
Well, you know, that's right. There's my colleagues Anna Sale and Coulter Jones did some reporting on the fundraising events the campaign's held since the primary. And they found that the campaign's held nearly 450 fundraising, or lists 450 fundraising hosts. Now, to be clear, that's host information is not technically something the campaign is required to disclose. And they shared the list with WNYC after we asked for it. It was something the campaign made a point to share during the primary on its website under the banner Transparency. What the campaign is required to report is who bundled money for the campaign. And what we know is that four of de Blasio's top seven bundlers are people connected to the taxi industry.
Okay, so what does this all mean for the final days of the campaign?
Well, we know the campaign has plenty of money and lots of volunteers. When I talked to people who have been working with the campaign, they told me that this is an operation that's running like it's 5 points behind instead of 39 points ahead. And so they're doing outreach on all levels. Yesterday morning, de Blasio had a breakfast with clergy, rallying those leaders. On the airways, the campaign just took what was a pretty slickly done web video and transformed it into a broadcast ad. And it's actually interesting. It's different from ads that we saw earlier in the campaign in that his family is not actually featured in it. It is worth noting, however, that the de Blasio campaign sent out its first mailer of the campaign this week, which does feature a lovely photo of de Blasio's family. And so you can expect to see that in your mailboxes. And finally, we know that the campaign has been steadily building this volunteer database throughout the campaign. Those folks will be hitting the streets and the phones this weekend. You know, they're really running like they have something to prove. And that's because the wider the margin of victory, the more of a mandate will be when they try to push for that tax hike in Albany to pay for pre-K and to convince Albany leaders to back their ideas.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Thanks so much, Bridget.
Thank you.
This is Morning Edition on WNYC.